Hi, my name is Frank Hamilton, and you are listening to Star Wars Saga Edition Dawn of Defiance Campaign. Starring GM Jeff Ball as narrator and game master, with players Matt Witt, Ryan Messina, Aiden Willems, and Jay Tamlin, and me, Frank Hamilton.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rollmonger's Star Wars Saga Edition Dawn of Defiance Campaign Actual Play Podcast. That's right, Saga Edition. But, you know, before I rag on the actual edition, we do like it, as I've mentioned before in episode one and recently. When we're enjoying it, it's a D20 base. It is very harsh, as Matt would put it. But, you know, like, we're having a great time. And you're supposed to have fun. If you have fun with your friends, if the system you're using is outdated, yes, they're not going to put out more books and more material for it, but you can get some mileage out of some stuff that you own. Or you can go to your local gaming shop, and they always have older editions. And if that's your thing, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. Not too long ago, I mentioned that I was podcasting to one of my store's regular customers, and she commented apparently on how I look a lot like a celebrity cook called Bobby Flay. So I would like to dedicate this episode of Palpatine's Particular Palette, where we are traveling the space lanes of Saga Edition Star Wars. That's right, Saga Edition, the only edition that gives you Dawn of Defiance, where Palpatine has been quick fried and Vader freshly baked and sealed in plastic by the Emperor for freshness. No? Okay, so much for my Star Wars cooking show.
That was pretty good.
Thank you. I forgot to ask you to leave your mics open so you can get a couple of giggles.
Thanks, Jeff. Now I'm hungry. Thanks. Damn it.
I gotta go eat now. Freshly baked Vader bacon. Great Lion Robot Chicken. But just smell like...
Be back in 20.
Leather wrapped in burnt bacon.
That would be an awesome bit for Robot Chicken to do. Have the whole death scene happen and have Obi-Wan walk away and go, great, now I want fried chicken.
Oh, there's a really good bit where, like, there's a one-sided phone call and the Emperor takes a call from Vader, who's lost in space after episode 4, where the Death Star just got blown up. He's got nowhere to land. And he's like, what? You've been flying around for weeks in a TIE fighter? Oh, like, in this TIE fighter, it's like a one cockpit man thing. There's no showering. This water's like, oh, bet you smell like burnt bacon wrapped in leather. It's covering the phone. Anyway, gentlemen,
reporting again. I'm going to grab a bottle of water. Be right back.
Let's Merrick's go.
Yeah.
It's your go.
Well, let's take a minute.
I was just trying if you guys could at least clear the hallway, you know.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. But then they're like, oh, let's go play on the computers.
No, they're actually
leave
doing...
the Jedi that has no idea what...
This is good. This is what I want to see. Guys in a firefight and the proverbial guy at a computer going, we got to fix something. You know, cover me.
Dude,
this is awesome.
No one's watching you right now. I'm just going to say that.
That's true.
Also, you're the one that chose to stay in the doorway.
Yep. Dead stormtroopers don't tell tales.
Yeah, but are the cameras up or are they down at the moment?
You don't know.
Will they be? Well, yeah. They'll be down.
Unless Leth, you have some kind of like Leth going, ha ha, I did it. Take that. You know, temporarily until he tries to rehack me. You know, I'd have to say no because
I've managed to lock him out.
At the moment, but when it comes back to his turn, he can try to regain access. So at any given moment, like right in the middle of Poser's turn, the security could come back up. So yeah, it's kind of risky. Anyway, Merrick, round 19, Poser's on deck.
Okay, I reload. I guess I'm going to just take a shot at stormtrooper around the corner here.
Okay.
I don't recognize him.
No, but like he comes up to you and he aims and he's about to take his shot because he goes after you and he's practically shaking.
You killed Larry!
We went to the academy together.
No, die,
insurgent pirate. Everything. Well, we gotta get a simpler term for you guys. Scum.
Anyway, Merrick's go.
Attack of 12. I'm gonna throw a force point out there.
Okay, four more. Hey,
that's a 17.
Yes, that's a hit. That's a hit.
And then the points of damage.
And another stormtrooper falls. Like little snowflakes laying in discombobulated, white limbed and white bodied. No two lie the same. That's just like drifting snow.
They all fall differently.
They all fall differently. Thank you. Poser, that's a t shirt. Right. Now, that is a podcasting t shirt saying right there from Merrick, they all fall differently. Sorry, Poser. Rahal, you're on deck.
So I'm going to take aim and take another shot. Attack of 9 for 5 points damage.
No. Yeah. Not even a force
I'm not
point
even going
you.
To even think about wasting a force point. There's no...
No, no, okay. Yeah. So close. All right. He steps up on Larry for higher ground. Plus one. All right. Rahal. The sniper got it.
I am going to...
catch that pin before it sticks you in the back of the head.
Disable the security. Oh, not with that, though.
We don't fail on skill checks.
No, but it's still probably not enough. I rolled a 1 and for a total of 10.
Rahal starts banging on the keyboard like a monkey at a typewriter.
Oh, wait, wait. I've got that code cylinder. I turn and catch the code cylinder.
Oh, there it is.
Makes it stupid easy.
Roll 1.
I've got it.
You start as a standard action to hack in, and as your natural 1 comes up, up comes your hand, and without looking, catches the code cylinder. Like, aha, victory. Ouch. Next turn. All right. Failed attempt, but as a move action, yep. Catching the code cylinder, and now it's the bad guys. Okay. I took a lot of trouble for a defensive move to stack up on corners, but you buggers have been dug in and have just been aiming. Finally, this last stormtrooper that didn't have to move and had cover. Because remember, Star Wars Combat 101, draw a weapon while moving to cover. And these guys just keep coming out around the corners, you know. So this guy finally gets covered, but you aimed. He aims back and shoots at Poser, taking a double swift action to aim, negating your cover, and shoots at you.
Natural 1.
With a Ooh. 19.
Ooh. That's a hit.
Oh, dear.
Your Academy training. Yeah.
Bah. Yeah.
Hoo-ah. We do hit sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, ow. Oh. 19 oh, points of damage. Oh,
some bitch.
What do you got left there, buddy?
Oh. I'm still at 11. Oh, it's not that bad.
Oh, ow.
Fuck it. You're double digits. Walk it off.
These guys start with 30.
Yeah, exactly. I'm saying I'm fine.
You're fine. Ow.
But now he's angry. You feel angry? He took time to aim at you. Get a little angry,
Jeff,
poser.
Jeff, what? Stop. Just stop right now. Come on, man. All right, it's all the right. End of the combat. There's no point.
I'm still standing. I'm still here. Askeleth, your go.
Okay, now, what else can we do here?
I shut off the first that thing stupid to do alarm.
Shut off the camera.
Unlock the detention cell door.
That would be after I've, like, figured out I've gotten like what basic stuff we need done, like
so you want a schematic, you basically want to go into the system and see what's on the network and what's going on, you know, that kind of thing, sort of exploratory roles.
Yeah,
okay, get a layout. Okay, go right ahead. 22.
Use computer 22.
Okay, there is a command center upstairs, and it has its own sort of system that can override these systems very easily, and it would be very hard for you to hack it from down here. Hacking it from upstairs and getting into it itself would be easier, possibly even with Lieutenant Code Cylinder, than trying to, like, you know, firewall them from down here. They have a very large bonus advantage, okay? And you do not have access to the command area of the detention center at all from the comm center, because the comm center is like the holonet. So if somebody could get into the internet from here, they could control the entire command center, and that's bad. So you're an isolated system. The droid pulled some hat tricks to sort of use his medical console and find a back way into sort of like a major power grid or something to sort of even try to access the comms and mess with you, doing what he can from the console that he had. His best bet would to go out into the big firefight hallway and go up the elevator. No, not gonna do that. So he did what little he could from his, you know, medical thing. But if you want access to overrides or opening doors or doing anything bigger than what the droid did, you need to go upstairs and have access to that computer. Now, I'm not saying you can't do it from here, but there are serious protections in place to make sure that kind of thing doesn't happen. The DC is rather hot.
Okay.
This you've learned from your layout going, damn, you know, they got superior firewalls here. Damn, they got to do this type of thing.
Yes. Apparently, this is on a separate server. Hacking these computers might not be that particularly useful. That said, the one upstairs will certainly help.
I think it's awesome how you're frantically using the room you were asked to blow up. The irony there is just killing me.
Right, so I'm not having much luck here myself. I think we might be able to get some access upstairs with these code cylinders.
Okay. Zin, what do you do?
Okay.
Moving there, he's moving there.
Oh, you were still searching? You want to search some more bodies? There's three here. You've only got the one. You got the important guy.
I got the important guy. I found the sweet code cylinder, so that should help somewhat. Okay. We've got one guy down here. I'm going to move. I'm going to pop out of hiding right there.
Okay. So,
and then...
Is that six, leaving you a shot?
That's five, and I have a shot, right?
He has cover, unfortunately, one, two, so that brings three, him up four, to 21.
That's six. Well... Hopefully I roll well.
All right.
You used your destiny point, right?
I have. Did I use it?
Did you?
No, I did. I did not use it, and I still have one use the force point left, but I'm not going to use it. So I just take a shot and miss.
If you get a 15, if you happen to roll a 6 with that force point, you would hit.
Or you could just auto crit.
The 15 was the damage.
Yeah, I rolled a 9.
As a 10. As a GM, it is my duty to sort of lay out a basic logistics of the rules. Wasting a destiny point on a mop-up of the last stormtrooper is not advised.
Yeah, no, I'm totally not doing
it. I know that. We're all caught up in the moment, want to get on with this, but... And nope, it's bad form for me to like poo-poo player advice, but like in a standard mechanic point of view, blowing a destiny point on the squirrels, not a good idea.
So the only reason I even suggested it was just because like you did walk out into the middle of the hallway.
Oh no, well I stepped out and I only see one combatant, but there's three of us ready to move into the hallway, so I figure odds are in my favor that I'm not going to catch the next blaster bolt. So I'm just trying to play the odds.
Okay. Fair enough. So that's Zin?
Yep.
No pressure, no pressure.
No pressure.
My evil little droid guy is, you know, doing all he can. Whoops. Rolling damage. What? No, he's beating the console in frustration. That's not right. Let's try a d20 there. There we go. 21. He's trying to do something else. Round 20. Such a day. Has such a day come once a year, once a millennium in anyone's combat, I wonder. Merrick.
Yeah, we're up to 2 whole minutes.
No.
Longest action sequence ever.
Hmm.
Merrick would like to move up in the door frame.
Okay. If you had not moved, I can't see you. And even though I was exchanging firefight corner to corner with Poser, a guy jumps out right in front of Poser and he would be my next logical shot. Zin is exposed. Now, you don't know Zin's playing the odds and counting on you or somebody, but...
No, but I hear gunfire and I'm investigating.
No pressure.
One left stormtrooper. The guys are doing pretty good. And he's stacked on a corner where he has no cover from you because he's on this corner here, hiding behind the bodies.
I feed Sasha.
You're going to pop a grenade at this guy?
No, blaster rifle.
Oh, okay.
Single shot.
Nice. What'd you get?
Good shot.
24.
Ooh, close. But
14 damage.
Oh. So there he goes in, just as you predicted. Your sixth sense kept you alive in the war. You step out, you finish your round exposed. Poser looks at you incredulously. You just grin at him and pew, Merrick pops out, takes a shot, takes down the trooper you missed.
That missed. This is all going according to plan.
Yes.
Yeah, speaking of which, are we level 3 yet?
No.
Level. What do you mean
we
level
2? My level 2. We got leveled like 3 sessions ago.
Close.
All right, good. I'm glad you guys got a laugh.
Poser, you're up.
Okay, well, at this point, I'm going to yell, we need to get out of here as soon as possible.
I figured saying laughing my ass off would be the lesser evil as opposed to me promising something like, not if I can help it. You know, are we level 3? Not if I can help it. Anyway.
Oh, see, Jeff, I see that as a challenge. It just makes me try harder.
I see that you
challenged me for this episode, and I have brought to the table, Jeff.
You have. You have. You never disappoint, Aiden.
Yeah, and we've all been pulling our weight.
Oh, yeah.
I am actually going to stop the combat because now just playing around on computers are like turn actions. You know what I mean? As much as it's exciting, like, oh, no, whatever. You know, the bad guy is not in a position where he's like set a bomb or... You know, he's literally sitting back in an enclosed space, confident, locked you guys out, and just watching you. You know, so I'm going to drop combat, put you in standard turns. You guys can still hack away at your computers, being countered in a similar turn-by-turn fashion by us.
I'm actually going to get off the terminal and do a little side medic stuff. or I can switch roles with Ask and he can do the medic stuff, or we can both do them. I have one med pack.
Yes. So. A chance for a breather. What a nice DM am I. Okay.
Do they all have med packs?
Do all the people we killed have med packs?
You guys want to post a guard and start searching bodies, or do you guys want to, because, you know.
Yeah, I'll take point.
I was going to say, if we're doing this, I'd be grab the bomb, yep. Start walking back towards the comm station.
Yep.
But there's someone who had a rocket launcher.
A blaster cannon is laying on the floor here.
As I'm walking by that, do I see that?
Because if so, I feel obliged to pick it up.
It's kind of hard to miss the elite trooper's black armor and the large guns kind of splayed on the floor. So yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay.
Taking a moment to scoop up the big gun.
It's just like a moment. He takes one step past the body and then he steps back, looks over.
Well, the guy you just shot falls on top of the black armored elite gunner with said gun. So it's not like you weren't watching. So yeah, that's fine. Okay, so let's just kind of go around the room here. Merrick is, I'm assuming, going to take bombs back to comm center and possibly start setting up bombs in real time after he scoops up this blaster cannon, right?
Okay, guys, we cannot keep yelling at Merrick entire time. Set the bomb, don't set bomb, set bomb, don't set bomb. Blow up men, set the bomb, don't set bomb. It's very confusing.
Zin, I see you taking point on that corner. Are you going back to the old style of, you know...
Yep, I'm going to post Overwatch. Up right there and
Overwatch and start shooting guys coming down elevators if that happens.
And I believe Zin has the lowest hit points, right?
You guys call him out. What of what?
I'm
have
good. I don't
been healed
love.
In the past 24 hours though.
I have not.
Oh,
not
med combat path. Has ended, boys. Get rid of those bonus six. The encounter is over.
Oh, yeah. They were already got rid of.
No. Anybody?
Yeah. Eric lost his. I didn't lose mine though, so I'll.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I don't get benefit from it.
If you got like 2 points down from the four he gave you, you got to get rid of the other four or whatever, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, so let's go around the room here. Merrick, what is your total hit points at second level now?
40.
40. And you're at what?
Currently, I am at 24.
Okay, so you're a little rough, but not too bad. Zin.
I've used my second wind, too, for the day.
Okay. Zin.
It's per combat.
It's encounter.
Second wind?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Encounter.
But the med packs are 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am at 15 of 26.
Okay. Of 26. So you're down. Okay.
So good. Okay. Rahal,
Poser.
You are Poser
below half.
I'm at half. Yeah.
Okay. And Poser's at
I am 21 of 37.
Okay.
21 to 37.
Now, the noble's half is much lower. So, what kind of half are we talking about here, Rahul?
I got 12. So, now it's me who's probably me or Zin who are in the most urgent positions.
I'm at 16 to 22.
Leth is doing a little better than me.
Yeah.
So, I have one med pack. Anybody else have a med pack?
I say we search stormtroopers and pull the usable gear off them after we kill the cameras. That way they don't see what we're doing.
Okay. I like the idea of that, or doing our best to. Anyways, we might not be able to override the command center.
Well, we got
you
that.
Know what I mean?
That security stick.
Right, but it's on a separate system, and we're not slicers.
You caught us by surprise once. They've adapted, is what Rahal's trying to say.
Yeah. Look around for a camera and shoot it.
There you go.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah, physical perception. Destruction of them.
What? We can't kill the computers the old or the cameras the old fashioned way?
See, there's a conversation the bad guy wants to see, right? They're like standing right under the camera and they're all heavily armed and they're talking about, we have to hack these cameras and shut them down. How can we do this? He's like, what are they doing? They just shoot the camera.
Perception of 21 to find cameras.
Okay. They are not same. Your standard camera. They really sort of have, they're really like this little black glass plate like the turret outside has with a camera stashed behind it. They're not domes that are sticking out. I mean, all you got to do is shoot the plexiglass and resist its DR, but they're well protected so that riots and, there's not that kind of damage. They're just, the cameras are there. They're just receding the wall behind plexiglass, black blast resistant glass. That's it.
Yeah, so, we'll just work on taking them out.
Right. And but so you're not rounds. It's just a couple extra shots. Right.
Yep.
But it's locating them. It's like, oh, okay. Anyway, they are where you think they are. They're strategically placed to see just about every hallway. So there's not like one in every corner, but you know what I mean? Like there's one in this hallway that can see both up and down. There's one in this corner, that kind of thing. So anyway, Rahul, you see one. You point out to the others what to look for. You guys can sort of take your 20 now to search.
Yeah, walk around, blast them out, search. And I'll refresh my e-clip off of one of the fallen troopers' weapons.
Now, we're still cagey about what comes down. Like, you guys just want to walk around this area free roam, risking someone might come down elevators?
No.
Okay.
I mean, no, we'll have somebody will keep six and other people will search the bodies.
While the rest of the group searches, you know, I'm going to stay posted up at the corner and I'm going to shoot anything that pops out of those elevators on this side.
Okay, so we got Zinn on Overwatch. Merrick is scooping up gun. And were you going to continue with the mission, Merrick, where you decide yourself without being told to start setting charges?
Yeah, I won't really kind of investigate the bodies. It's just really the
one
blaster cannon I'm interested in. Okay. And then I carry on to the comm center.
Okay, so Leth, you realize that you're kind of isolated in this comm center and you come out here to talk to Zinn and Rahal. What do you want to do while they're getting ready here?
Well, actually, I was calling over to Poser. I was going to get his assistance in entering into the medical facility. I realized that, unfortunately, I cannot use the med packs to heal to help our injured at the moment. But I do remember a certain someone mentioning something about a technology that could be used to allow one to use a med pack on a person that has previously been treated. I'm wondering if that technology has been completed and or is located in this facility.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's great and all, but I don't think an extra med pack is going to help us when we have a lightsaber hole through our chest. We need to move now. There's a Sith Inquisitor on his way to come pick up our target. So I don't know if you understand what a Sith Inquisitor is, but...
Hold on a second. No one said Sith. I said Inquisitor Draco. No one said Sith.
Yeah, just Inquisitor.
Inquisitor arrives. I know you've been sithing your pants since I dropped that cutscene of Inquisitor Draco, but no, just for the record.
No, wouldn't Poser know that Inquisitor automatically means Sith Inquisitor?
Inquisitor means guys that hunt Jedi. Yeah. They're all very dangerous. Every last one of them actually is a Force user, though that doesn't matter. They have other ways to be powerful enough to take you guys out traditionally or not. You know what I mean?
Okay, apologies. Retcon Sith from the entire...
No, it's
yelling,
fine. It's fine. I'd leave it in. You're so excited. You're the Jedi. You jump right to that word. Oh, crap. You know, I Sith my
hands. This is the first time you've said anything about that, Poza. Why didn't you mention this earlier? That's important to know. Guys, we got to step up our schedule. Those guys is no joke.
Huh, really? I had no f***ing clue.
If you will calm down and listen to reason. If you get shot and die before the Inquisitor arrives... It doesn't matter if he is on his way. We still fail the mission.
Not to mention that droid's still running loose. Who knows what other havoc he could wreak while we're not countering his moves in the comm center. Oh, and that scientist, too.
Do you like
we should probably secure that area
behind you before you move forward?
Fine. Let's take care of the droid, you and me. Let's get into the med center, take care of this. You guys need to go secure the officer, pointing to Zinn and Rahal. Like... We need to start moving. We can't dilly-dally. And at this point, I would have already holstered my blaster and pulled back out the guitar. So
okay. Merrick, message for you, sir.
Oh.
As you begin setting charges and placing around, the screen comes up to a default, bloop, you know, and priority message flashing.
And as Merrick reads what he says, he's the curvy... symbols, they challenge him somewhat. It's not explosive. So he kind of sounds it out.
Inquisitor Trek Shoto has disembarked from Azidios.
Priority one message sent. The Inquisitor Draco's shuttle has disembarked from the Azidios.
Apparently, there is the Inquisitor Draco's shuttle has disembarked from the Azure. This man that you're yelling about, he has left.
Now, I have recently brought down the turn track, meaning combat has ended. And you guys ran around and scrounged a couple stormtroopers and got some gear together, and then decided to hunt down cameras to try to blind your adversary. And as you guys went around, pachoo, 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 shooting out cameras and high-fiving each other, brings us to what you guys wish to do next. You still believe that there's somebody upstairs in the command center. Stormtroopers, for the moment, have stopped coming down and flooding the area. You guys have managed to secure the comm center, and I believe we left Merrick in there finally setting up the explosive charges given to us quite generously by the story and your DM. The module conveniently provided huge amounts of C4.
Yes.
What do you guys want to do? I'll go around the room.
Well, I want to scavenge all the troopers.
Yep, you guys were doing that. You picking up E11 rifles with folding stock, 3d8 damage. They can be used as a pistol when the stock is folded for those stats, and they can be used as a rifle when you unfold the stock. They all have a comlink built into their helmet. There is Stormtrooper armor itself and its stats, and they've got their little utility belt, which has, you know, a little bit of this and that. No med packs or anything really useful, but, you know, a little bit of gear. And then there's the blast cannon picked off of the elite trooper that I think Merrick took.
Yes, and Merrick grabbed that.
Yes.
I just want to make sure everybody's got one of those grenades.
Right. So if I were to send in a little drone camera to hover around in these next few moments of, you know, you guys doing this stuff, where would you be? Place your minis. Where are you standing? What are you actually doing? Rahal is helping someone scavenge bodies. Did you guys take Zin off Overwatch, or was it Zin diving into the bodies? Because I remember Merrick came out, grabbed the cannon, and then went right back to work bitching, and he's in the comm center right now setting up explosives. So he's very busy. This I know.
I believe Zin last was like shooting out the cameras.
Yes, that you guys were pointed out. And then you and Leth and Poser were trying to maybe get in at that medical assistant and the droid.
Yeah.
You're talking about maybe breaching the door if it was worth your while. And you guys are scavenging. So you're pretty much where you are now. The four of you are roaming around the north end.
Oh, we're going for the stims. That's right.
Oh, yeah, the stimulants, yes. That allows somebody an extra boost enough that their body can actually handle two med packs within a 24-hour period, because the standard rule is you can only slap one med pack on in 24 hours. So that would be useful. Strenuous on the body, yes, but useful. So with Merrick hooking up explosives, with the guys in the middle here scrounging, and Poser and Leth about to try to breach this door, you guys took a moment, you shot out some cameras, you picked up some gear, and you're pretty much where you are now, yes?
I agree.
Yep.
All right.
Yep, sounds good.
These doors here that have remained untouched by you and unopened by the Imperials suddenly burst open, and out step into the doorway two Imperial droids who have readied an action. So in their surprise round, as it were, somebody has opened the door and they've used their surprise round to move into position. And you guys just get a glimpse of, you know, guns coming up. Can I have a perception check from Rahal and Zin, who are in the immediate vicinity? Because unfortunately, the turbo lift walls completely block access and line of sight of Leth and Poser. Now, these guys aren't being very stealthy or anything. They just open the doors and come, you know, clanking into the doorway. What'd you get?
Once again, roll 20 has not let me down.
And I got a perception of 19.
Taking 10 away from that, leaving good old man Zin with a perception of...
Huh? What? 9.
All right. We'll say that corner interfered. So, surprise round. We act. Rahal can act. A single action. Rahal, what do you do? Doors fly open down here. Two droids get into position. Guns come up, pointed at you guys. What do you do? Rahal.
Duck and cover.
Okay. You move to cover. All right.
And shout out. Ah, crap, guys. We got company.
Again.
It's our trap. And draw my weapon.
It's a trap. No, we're just defending our prison. A trap. There's no Admiral Akbar here to...
It's a tarp.
That's funny you mention that, because we actually mentioned you and your stain-resistant suit and your tarp in the last episode that I edited in episode 16. So, resetting the counter, because everyone sort of reassessed the situation. You blind the cameras. I guess people want to come out and, you know, get eyes on visually. So.
Oh, so new initiative?
New initiative, guys.
Oh, natural 20. Yeah.
Nice.
Getting 19.
9.15.
The point system for Roll 20 is just to separate, you know, the
numbers that land on the same.
Yeah,
so I know, but it makes my 9 that much bigger.
But yeah, true story.
Combat means DM.
Ooh,
dice
Merrick
drop.
Smashed him. So did Poser. What's your bonus to initiative?
11.
And Ryan, 11 for Ryan. Aiden, what's yours?
10 for mine, but as a Sarian, every single combat or every single time I roll initiative, if I don't like it, I can re-roll it. Well, that must be nice. I have to take the second roll, but it's
is that a racial trait? Can you talk? You tell us about that?
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I pretty much did. Yeah, it's pretty much as a racial or because of my race, I can re-roll any initiative and take the second roll.
So, yeah, but they usually say something like due to their superior dexterity or thought process or something. Like there's usually a sort of a story.
Man,
reason.
You can make me bring up the rule book. For whatever reason, I don't have it.
You brought it up.
I know, but I don't have it copied to my sheet. I just have it memorized.
Okay.
Because we're awesome.
Sort of memorized.
Sort of.
It's a really good important part.
A really good story reason. All right. Starting at the top. Poser with a 28. You are in conversation with Bleth. We're talking about breaching the door. Get some fresh synthrope off a stormtrooper. Sticking them all in your pack there. Screw the DM. I'm going for my 800 feet that he said I couldn't have. And suddenly, Rahal jumps up from the body that he's trying to match, wondering if the stormtrooper armor would actually look good in a white pinstripe, and runs for cover behind the north wall of the turbolift, calling into the intercom that we've got company. What do you do? Round one.
Well, first off, I'm going to see if I can see them.
From where you are, no. But for where he's moving from this corner back to here, and you can actually see all the way down south to the main doors, which have closed, and the hallways, chances are you do remember there's one door that you cannot see from your position.
Yeah, so it's either there, the turbo lifts.
Yep, that's right. Either the two turbo lifts you cannot see, or...
All right, so... While moving, I'm going to draw my axe and go to the bottom left turbo lift and chill in there.
All right.
And wait to see if anyone comes around.
So moving along the west wall, straight down towards the main doors on the south side of the thing, the very last turbo lift, which is still basically center of the room, the bottom left corner for our listeners at home, and tuck yourself into a turbo lift. Okay. Yep. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Merrick with a 27. Can I have a mechanics roll as you start setting up professional explosives? Now, these are separatist bombs that you spent a career disarming. Oh, a twist of fate that a former separatist gave you a satchel full of high-end explosives, which now you get to set and go boom, all by yourself.
It's like some part of me is being completed. I am happy.
Come full circle.
That's right. Can I have a mechanics check?
Sure.
A solid 28.
Solid 28. Things are going well. The connections are clean. Little LED lights are lighting up as they should. And you're pretty confident that as you get the first set going, you're doing okay. Over the comms, Rahal bursts saying that there's company. Do you want to stop what you're doing or keep doing what you're doing?
Medic, do this. Medic, do that. I can only do one thing at one time. There is only one medic.
How much longer do I need to finish setting up this explosive?
Several rounds.
Several rounds?
This is kind of a turn-minute project. So,
all right. Is it safe to leave it how it is right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can walk up and play. As long as you don't let anybody in the room, you can just,
All right. So it's not like at a critical state where if I take my finger off something.
No. No, these are detonators. Sort of. Let's just picture a C4 or mines and things that are you're setting and priming. And, you just haven't got it all set up yet. But if they can rat around in the jungle in a backpack or survive... several months after the Clone Wars in a damp, humid jungle kept by some old vet, they're pretty hardy. So you wish to, you're just going to drop your stuff as a free action or would you like to gently place the explosives down? Now there's something I'd like to know.
Medic puts the wires down.
Okay.
Jotun is getting to the best part.
All right. So move action, you put everything down, and then second move action, you're moving across the room to the door there. Is that what I see?
Correct.
All right. Swift action?
I am coming.
You're allowed to draw a weapon in your movement because you have over a +1 base attack.
Oh, I think...
Sasha was already in hand. I picked it up as I left the explosives.
Okay. Well, so I'm assuming Sasha's on you because if you put Sasha down, lose your person, you're burning a move action to pick it up. If it's just slung over your shoulder, you do your thing. And,
oh.
You know what I mean? There's a difference between drawing a weapon and retrieving a weapon.
My arms.
Okay.
Yeah, Sasha comes out to play.
All right, and you're in position. You can see Zin through the doorway on a corner, and you can even see you have line of sight straight through Zin on your boss, who's flattened himself against the turbo with a wall. That's about it. You do not see
this one has not getting trouble.
You also do not see any blaster fire or anything yet. Everyone's just jumping around. And that's Merrick. Rahal, your turn. Zin, you're on deck. Rahal, what do you do? Oh, Rahal, may I have a technology? Do you have a knowledge technology?
I probably do. I'm a pretty smart guy.
Yes.
Me in my universal ways.
You're the party bard. Nobles have the knowledge skills. You and the doctor.
Not very good. Knowledge technology 8.
Ooh.
It's a robot.
Yeah. The droids are Imperial droids, but you're not sure of their classification. I can tell you they're fourth degree droids, and those are the ones that other players can play. You know, two arms, two legs. They have a central processor. They can think for themselves. That kind of thing. They're, you know, somewhat independent under a master, as opposed to just like a big loader
right.
or something, you know, some big cargo droid or something that's really stupid. All right.
Did I manage to pick up a grenade?
Yeah, there was a couple grenades on one guy, but somebody already took them. I think Zin's got them. Who picked up the grenades?
I know I got some last game.
Yeah, because there was only a couple.
He pulled them off the guys in the comm room, though, I thought.
No, the grenade.
Oh, no, that wasn't.
Sorry.
I don't know. No, it wasn't Zin.
Let me just double check here, because I know the grenade.
Yes,
it wasn't like two in every belt kind of thing.
I thought I was looting this guy right here, and I was getting grenades, and then someone ran up and grabbed the Gatlin gun off of him.
Yep,
the cannon. It's not a Gatlin. The Gatlin gun is mounted on the turret outside, like the E-web. You know, that's the cool thing of a Gatlin gun. You know, the gun they set up and try to take down the Falcon, the two guys in the tripod, mm-hmm. one regulates the power and the other one shoots. Yeah, that's your Star Wars Gatlin gun. And that's mounted.
Well, it looked like a Gatlin gun when it was pointed at me.
Think of this as a sort of a really high-end shotgun, sci-fi shotgun of awesomeness. All right. Here we go. Okay, sorry. So, yes, four stormtroopers, one and the other four. So there are at least four grenades, because no one threw one. They have a utility pack. And, sorry, my mistake. Not only do they have utility belt, there's four med packs.
Sweet.
So there's stormtrooper armor, okay. which would give you a +6 and a +2 equipment bonus, which is really neat. A blaster rifle that I already described. A frag grenade each. A utility belt each, which we described in our gear list last time. And a med pack that we're in the middle of scooping up, and then we got distracted and started shooting out lights, and then, you know, they called down and said, open the doors, get out there, fix the problem, can't see.
Okay. So my question was, did I get a grenade? The answer is...
And you pick up the grenade. You pick up the grenade, that's two move actions.
Okay.
I thought he was asking, like, if you picked one up while he was, like, looting the bodies.
That's what I was asking, yes.
Oh, right, because you joined in afterwards. So, yes, sorry. Fortune favored Zabold. And yes, you had managed to retrieve at least a grenade or two.
Cool. So I'm going to step up to the corner and
thank the guy in the floor. You don't need this. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for this.
And lob the grenade.
Over here.
Here. Well, okay. Here. Yes.
So there are no saving throws in this game. You actually attack our fortitude. You attack our reflex with your guns and your grenade. So just give me a...
Right.
Raw base attack range, you know.
Okay.
So your base attack and your dexterity modifier.
Base attack. Okay, so it's d20 plus one. Yep. Nine.
Do you have a dexterity of 10?
Yes, I do have a dexterity of 10.
Don't laugh at it.
He's as dexterous as the average man. It's fine. Lob and grenade. You know, no one masters beer pong in the first throw.
I mean, I just pictured Rahal as being a bit more flexible than that. I don't know.
Maybe you know
my skills lay in a much more cerebral area.
Really?
I've watched you sleep so many times, lying there peacefully. Dr. Les says, I thought you'd be more bendy. For research.
Oh my god!
I was going for more of the crowd he would hang around in, but fair enough. I've seen him unconscious, so.
Yep. A lob. Okay, you lean out and you get halfway through your throw and they immediately raise guns and start shooting at you, forcing you to sort of jerk yourself back around the corner and just let go, you know, prematurely. Sorry, Rahal. And it goes ting, 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 you know, a little bit short. And they still get caught in the blast, but with a mighty 9, chances are you didn't hit home and they made their reflex and they only take half damage.
Sure, that makes sense. What is the damage? Was it 3d6? 4d6.
The damage on a frag is 4d6 with 2 square radius.
Yep.
So what was that? 5 and 2 and 5 and 1. That's a pretty good roll. 13.
13 points of damage to
our... I didn't have to roll down as 6.
Our new little friends. That's pretty good. They actually do take a nasty hit with that, I gotta say. I'll be honest, you know, no one just walks away unscathed from a frag grenade that's that.
That's that. Yeah, close. True story.
Right? So, lob, whoop, duck your head back around, premature release, and kaboom! Nothing left to do but smoke a cancer stick. A death stick. Next, we have Zin. Now, guess what, Zin? Zin glows. A yellowish glow starts at his feet and goes all the way up in sort of a holy light over him, and you feel stronger, better, faster, and enough experience that you instantly level in the middle of a dungeon. Da-da-da-da. So let's take a moment. Mid-combat. I'm sure no one minds. It's not like this is really...
No, not at all.
Zin, you leveled. You came into the podcast late, and you're a little bit behind in XP because you didn't do it exactly every fight that we have done. Tell us about the new you in 30 seconds or less.
Well, let's see. I gained a second level in Scout, realized I was not proficient in light armor because, you know, I got that going on. So now I am. Gained a
walking around in
points.
This light armor with all the penalties that we found D20 was like sticking in the character sheets with anyway, so it's all on par. You're okay.
Yeah, that's it. So basically, I just came a more legitimate character in my own mind. Second level Scout, like I said,
right,
so light second, armor proficiency and hit points.
Second level Scout allows you a bonus feat from the Scout shortlist, and you took light armor proficiency.
Yep, yep.
And you don't get a talent this level, and you get more hit points. Hey!
And I got more hit points. Yay.
All right. And your base attack bonus goes from 0 to 1, right?
0 to 1.
Oh, you can pull out Woot. The you can pull out the Widowmaker. Is it the Widowmaker? No.
It is the ex-wife.
The ex-wife. You can pull out the ex-wife while on the move.
That gets me every time.
Because she just ruins everything.
There you go.
Your right. weapon is the ex-wife, actually. Sorry, you said it before, but...
So slug thrower, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a slug thrower.
Yeah, it's a very special... It's like a dart thrower, isn't it? And, like, throw these special sluggish darts, like 3D tents. Crazy. Can't remember what book we fished it out of, but we wanted to give him something obscure to make up for his old rattling age. So, Zin, as a free action, you level up. You have a swift, some moves, that's standard. What do you want to do?
Let's see.
Well, as a swift action.
I don't want to burn a swift action on him to level. That would suck.
All right. So I will probably take one of the grenades I have in my hand, you know, and take... I have a grenade in one hand. I'm kind of hugging the corner right there, trying to take a little bit of cover.
Yep.
Pull the pin, lob a grenade.
And ting, 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 ting.
Natural 20. 20.
Ooh.
Oh, I wish they critted, but they don't. We looked
for
that
12
up.
Points of damage.
Yep. Did we not establish that area effect do not crit?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
But it's still beautiful to see that natural 20 rolled.
Especially by Frank, who never gets them hard.
Yep.
I know, right?
Round of applause.
Is that your first? Is that your first?
That was my first 20.
Isn't that the standard banner?
We did it.
Mission accomplished. We did it. The American player gets a natural 20. We did it. Mission accomplished.
For 12. That was a good roll of damage, too.
Yeah,
nice.
12 points.
For our listeners at home, we are a North American podcast, the entire continent, an international podcast with both American, Canadian, and some unmentionable players. Because we're not sure everybody has their, you know, legal citizen. All right, just kidding. Ting, 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 ting. And full damage. It kind of lands right at their feet. And they look down right before it's their turn. And kaboom! He blows them into little pieces right before they had a chance to act. Well done, sir.
Woo!
Thank you.
Paranoia and throwing multiple grenades. I'm surprised you guys don't start taking levels in Soldier, because obviously somebody in the party's rubbing off on you.
Yep. Dude, explosions.
Even Leth has been spending quality time with the Soldier.
Right. Oh, dude, when I get back to civilization, I'm going to have so much money to spend on blowy-uppy stuff.
I need bullets that do the blowy-up stuff.
There you go. So, the bad guys' turn. They blow up. And then the doors. The doors start to close and kind of do the open-close crunchy, you know, there's something in the way.
Oh, on the robot carcasses.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right. And so Rahal goes over, like, oh, hang on. You know, puts hang his on. Hand up here.
We're not done
clicks yet. His comm. Okay, go ahead.
Leth. Dr. Leth.
Yes.
You were sort of about to do something with this door, and then all hell broke loose and everybody ran off. Did you want to join in the fun? There's been two explosions, and no one's had the second to give the all clear.
That is very true, so I do...
Well, your partner left you. You know, you don't want to breach the door alone, so if you want to hesitate, that's fine. But from where you're
right
standing...
Right there.
Okay, so you would just want to come up and join the fray, and...
Fildron and looks around the corner.
Okay. You see the doors trying to close, and you see a hallway opening up into a chamber, like a T-intersection. So there's like around the corner here, to your immediate left, around the corner there, to your immediate right, and several squares in heavy double doors from the main doors that are open, close, crunch, crunch. What do you do?
Get upset that I had to spend the time running over here and start turning around.
All right. Did you have to double move to get here?
Well, I double moved and like drew my weapon and was like...
All that stuff.
My action was going to be like to shoot and stuff, but yeah.
All right. Round two, Poser, what do you do? Can I have a perception check, Poser?
Yeah, sure.
Or would you like to...
Shut up.
What?
Perception check. Oh, natural Ooh. One for a five.
See, that's what you get
Jeff,
for
I know what you're going to say. Are you going to want to feel into the force
what?
And notice that there's
just,
a...
Just a standard...
Inquisitor coming.
No, characters are allowed to substitute force checks for perception
I
checks
know.
To reveal concealed, you know. DM is still counting rounds. You want to use your eyeballs with a natural one and get a five. That's fine. You're entitled. Poser.
Exactly.
You don't see much in the elevator. Now Leth jumped in your way. He's like right in front of you. What do you want to do?
I want to tap him on the shoulder and be like... It clear?
Seems that way.
Well,
waste of time, if you ask me.
Let's get back to it.
All right.
And I'm going to post back up on the door.
All right. Merrick.
Yeah.
Two explosions that you did not cause, but you actually saw two guys throw frags. A single tear, so proud. Because they both did the pumping arm. Yes! You know, after Zins go, and obviously they blew something up. And what do you want to do?
I reach up and... use my communication device.
Rao, what is going on? I might need it.
And I'm ready, like, I just kind of hold my action for Rao to, you know, give me that
yeah.
the engage or...
Yep, you delay. No problem.
Cool.
Talking's free. Now, as it is, Rao goes right after you, so we'll just get into Rao. So Merrick is holding. Rao, what do you want to do? Talk away, but also tell me your actions.
Go to the comms, reach up, put my finger to the comms. You know, well, that was surprisingly effective. Look up and kind of nod at Zin. I think me and Zin got things under control here. So you could probably go back to what you was doing.
I jiggle the hand grenade pen at him, you know, as it's kind of looped around my finger. That wasn't even my lucky one.
Ah, yes. The lucky grenade. A story for another time. But possibly in the prologue episodes that we keep promising. Because both Rahal and Merrick did some pre-gaming with other characters played by these guys, as well as Zin doing some walkabout. But I digress. Still counting rounds, gentlemen. Rahal, what do you wish to do? Anything? Go back.
Yeah, I'm going to walk up to the corner and poke my head and see if there's anything else in there.
Okay. Can you make it right into the doorway? I think so.
Yeah.
If you want to double move, you can get in, or you just do want to be cautious and stay outside here.
I don't want to just jump in case there's something else there. You know, I want to.
Okay, you do the quick peek.
So I'll step into the doorway, peek my head around the corner, see if there's anything else in there. Okay. Look for any cameras.
Oh yes, there's stuff in there. There's a guy on the corner, pistol pointed at you, and he fires as a held ready action.
Ah, crap.
Done. Imperial detention block guard. I love how
this... Do I still have my attack action?
I'm doing my... what do you call it?
You're ready.
You're ready in action, right? So yeah, when I'm done. Because there's things going on in here you don't quite know about. Pistol. There we are. Shooting at you. Now, 15. What is your reflex, sir?
Pretty sure that's a hit, but just give me a second. That is a hit.
All right.
Please don't kill me.
Peeking around the corner, but but unfortunately, 3d8 plus 2, 16 points of damage. He peeks out, takes one in the shoulder, and goes stumbling back in the doorway. Big score mark.
That totally kills me, I think.
You had 12 left?
Yeah.
Okay, so you take 16 points of damage, which there's no negatives in this. It just drops you to zero. Okay, and you fall on the floor, and I'll get back to you. Hang on, 1 second. Aiden, just give me a second here. You fall to the floor. Okay, now it's still your turn because this actually happened on your turn.
Okay.
So you know, you're sliding in down the doorway. The darkness is closing in, and you would take in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 squares to get to the doorway. You have a move action or a standard action left or a swift action, and you wish to...
What? I have a force point. Have I already second winded? I think
new
I have.
New combat, you have not.
New combat!
That's what I was trying to say, my bad.
Then I will second wind.
All right. Unfortunately, when you're brought to zero or below, you need to pump a force point to sort of clear.
Yep, and I will. No problem.
And using a force point.
Or if you can wait till I get to you.
I'm not sure you can.
So long as I get to him within the round.
Can you not use a force point when you hit zero to immediately, like, stave off death?
Oh, you can. I think you're saying if he doesn't want to spend the force point, I can revive him so long as I get to him, like, within this round, and I can do that.
It's up to you, Matt.
No, I'll spend the force point. I'm okay with spending the force point.
Now, you still end up going down the track, I believe.
Probably.
You took your threshold and damage, did you not?
Absolutely.
So that's going to knock you down. I'm sorry, was that one or two, guys?
One.
Yeah, knocks you one down the condition track. Just mark that on your character sheet, and it'll modify your rolls there.
Yep.
For Hall. Spend a force point for me, please.
I have.
To stave off.
Death, second wind.
Right. So you can use force points as a swift action, right? So this keeps you conscious at zero, and as a standard action or another swift, you actually go second wind, giving you how many back? Your con?
Constitution, yeah.
Okay, which brings you back up to, which is 10. So you should currently be at 10.
Yes.
Instead of 12 on your mini there, so I'll just fix that.
And I will run like a bitch.
Oh, but you're out of moves. One move to get here, one swift action to burn the force point, and that's your third action to revive, and you're stuck here. Yes, Aiden.
So I'm reading, so when you drop to 0 hit points, you move minus 5 steps down the condition drag.
Oh, all the way down.
However, if the damage that reduced the creature to 0 equals or exceeds its damage threshold, the creature is killed instead.
Oh, right. So then I'm dead.
No, normally, yes. This is what would happen if you drop to 0. You're like, oh, you're all the way down. You fall unconscious without even force points, but you have a chance to come and revive you, right? In the force point rules, you can actually use a force point to stave off said death.
Yes.
Sort of. If you're reduced to 0 hit points and would be killed, you can spend a force point as a reaction, so it's not a swift, but it's to avoid death, and you instead fall unconscious.
Right. So he's -5 down the track. Sorry, he's 5 steps, which is like -10 to everything you do, man. Down the track and unconscious, but breathing. This is the important part. Okay. So now
When you fall unconscious, you fall prone and are unable to take any actions.
Right. So then I couldn't take the swift. I'm at 0.
True, but it's a reaction to take the force point.
Well, that is to make sure that you drop unconscious instead of die.
Yes, but he doesn't get his 10. Yeah, sorry. You're referencing his act of
Second wind.
Second wind. Okay, so you're at 0, unconscious. So
I'm at 0.
Yes. Click on that track there for me. I'm dying to see you do dice rolls when you get back up at -10. It's awesome. It's so cool.
So actually, that puts me all the way down to helpless. 5 steps down is helpless. Wow. 4 steps down is -10.
Wow. That's okay. I'm sure Merrick will pull some kind of officer and a gentleman and give you his hat and carry you out of here. anyway, moving on. Speaking of Merrick.
Damn.
Speaking of Merrick, Rahal said he's got this. and ran off.
And then I heard blaster fire.
And then you hear blaster fire before you could even turn around.
I've known Ral for a little while now at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He is a man of many skills. But one-man army is not one of those skills.
True. Also, using a comm link is a very easy skill. You can just call him as a free action. Talk to him. You okay?
Are you sure?
Hey, boss, you okay?
No answer.
Ugh.
If anything, you know what you hear?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but this was a setup action by Rahul and Matt. His, the heart stopped. The heart stopped. And there's that momentary bit before he, comes back to life because it's the will of the Force. And if his heart stops because he died, because he did experience death for a split second, the old recording clicks in and starts broadcasting. So you actually hear this. Matt?
If you're listening to this, I'm probably dead. So, first off, know this. You is my very best friend in the entire universe.
Oh, there's more. There's more, Merrick. There's another message. It says,
see you next week.
Aww.
All right, so I will take one.
Frank, you just cut.
You just cut out. I will blank.
Oh, he's gone. He's leveling. Give him a...
Can you hear me?
Okay, yes. Go ahead. Cut it again, man.
Keep it around the corner. Ah, dang it.
Try again.
Hang on. I'm closing some applications here, so that should hopefully helps.
Yeah, you gotta stop downloading that porn, dude. I mean, seriously.
Dude, no.
He's got a grenade in one hand, and he's watching porn with the other hand, because that's...
No, porn Friday, damn it.
Internet is for porn.
The internet is for porn. Anyway, so,